What does man gain by all the toil at which he toils under the sun? Generation goes, and a generation comes. The earth remains forever. The sun rises. The sun goes down. It hastens to the place where it rises. The wind blows to the south and goes around to the north. Around and around goes the wind, and on its circuits the wind returns. All streams run to the sea, but the sea is not full. To the place where the streams flow, there they flow again. All things are full of weariness, so that a man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. What has been is what will be, and what has been done is what will be done. And there is nothing new under the sun. Is there a thing of which it says, see, this is new? It has already been in the ages before us. There is no remembrance of the former things, nor will there be any remembrance of later things yet to be among those who come after. Vanity of vanity, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity. The words of Ecclesiastes chapter 1. One of those sections of the Bible you are very unlikely to ever find printed on a Hallmark card. Why? Isn't the cards that we send to each other, the words that we post and the memes on Facebook and that we like to see on t-shirts and bumper stickers, isn't that supposed to be wisdom? Here you have one of the great books of wisdom from the Bible, and, well, I know you've heard the part, there's nothing new under the sun. Do you believe it? And do you know what the context means, what it says? What is this really about? Our sin, our corruption, the way the world really is, and it should not be this way, but it is wearying to us. So much so that it would drive us insane to face it without some antidote, without some hope, and rather than do that, then we just ignore it. But not you, Christian. No. So you have the antidote. Your eyes are opened to the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the life of the world to come, so now you no longer need to plug your ears and close your eyes and pretend that everything is just fine and dandy out there in this world of chaos and despair. And you can hear the wisest man who ever lives tell us with certainty that everything we do in this life is vanity. I want a bigger bank account. I want a new car. I want great kids. I want a happy marriage. I want to retire. I want to live well. How about a nice glass of wine? Vanity. I can't stand my life. I'm bothered by all that I do. I feel despair. I work too hard. I'm stressed out. Everything is going wrong. Vanity. See, our problem is that it's all about me. Oh, that I'm going to save the world. I'm going to save the whales. I'm going to feed the poor. We're going to stop the polar ice caps from melting. We're going to build houses all over the world. Vanity. As much as we would like to tell ourselves it's only for the others we would do such things, no, we do them for ourselves, that we might pat ourselves on the back afterwards and smile and say, what a swell chap am I. And our Lord Jesus Christ, he says, the poor you will always have with you, which is not a reason to not help the poor. Don't get me wrong. I'm not advocating that. I'm just advocating honesty according to the wisdom of God given to us in the words of Solomon so that we do not put our hope in any of the works of this age. That we do not put our hope in the folly, that tempting mistress which would lead us to believe that this life is the real deal. You know, when I was a kid, I used to kind of hope I wouldn't die before I grew up. And it wasn't so much a fear of death, so much as a fear of missing out on the real stuff. I wanted to get married, especially you know, when I reached my teenage boy years, because there are things in marriage that I wanted to experience. And I wanted to make sure that I got to play all the video games I knew were coming out in the next few years, see the big movies, travel a little bit, you know, experience life. And the crazy thing about that is, right? That I was thinking that. I was hoping that Jesus wouldn't, let's put aside the die thing. It was actually, I hope Jesus doesn't come back until I get to do these things. That thought is the vanity which the preacher condemns here, right? The not believing that when Jesus comes back, all these good things that I think are so good here, but are corrupt and failing here, will be perfected there. There was a time when my kids were in the car talking about the return of Jesus. Very pious of them. I'm thankful to sometimes have pious kids. It changes from minute to minute. But you know, they were talking about when Jesus comes back, and we were on the way to, I think, Buffalo Wild Wings to get some wings. I said, I want Jesus to come back too. And this is me. I'm a pastor. I'm in my 30s. Right? I want Jesus to come back too, but I'd like him to wait until after I get my wings. And my wife pipes right up and she says, you only say that because you think there's no barbecue chicken wings in heaven. Touche, my friend. You got me there. I have believed this age has things that paradise will not. What a fool. What a fool I am. What a fool and folly we cling to in this age of vanity. Not realizing that our Lord Jesus Christ knows what is good. There's a reason he was barbecuing fish on the seashore after his resurrection, by the way. But the main point here, of course, repent, right? Pull back, slow down. Remember that whatever you're so worried about ultimately doesn't matter that much. Why? Because Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Because this world is a passing age. Because we are a sheep to be slaughtered in our Lord's eyes. That is, he has given us over to this age, but has held us in his hand according to his promises, that no matter what happens to you in this life, you're going to rise on that last day, and everything you lost is going to be given back 100-fold. Whatever you gained, well, it's just going to be stuck here in the grass, in the dust, in the fire. Vanity of vanity. Am I wrong to think these words are hopeful? I'll tell you, the reason it is because I see these words through the cross.